בחג הסלע. There's no way to run. There's no way to protect your children. There's no way to. There's nothing. We live in a world where disgustingness is honored and glorified. We live in a world where schmutz is mamash the thing. Where does a person find? Where do you find? Where do you maintain high moral ground in a world that's falling apart? That was the question we asked. Yep. So where the answer is this. You need to recognize Mala Aretz Kvaydei, the world is full of Hashem's glory. We have to connect with it. We have to connect with Hashem. Tipno Yeshiru Salah, come straight to me, Hashem says. Gamma Goyim Mivilna, we saw Rabbi Yaakov Melissa had his pshat, Yonasi. Vilna Goyim has a similar idea. Hagoyim Mivilna explains in Mishle on the part in Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Yud Tes Sheikah Kavanas Nesinas HaTorah VaMitzvos. What's the Ikah Kavana of the Nesin of the Torah and the Mitzvos? Ha'isa G'day SheYishimu Es Bitchoinam BaHashem. You know that we'll arrive at Bitochen in Hashem. Zohu Tachlis HaTorah VaMitzvos Bechinas Tzadik BeEmunoscha Yichyeh. That's the Vilna Goyim. The Tachlis, the kavana, the ikka kavana of the mitzvahs is to come to v'yadata yesh v'yadata yom v'ashavoy salach yashem hu elokim ha'inu ed milvada v'emunana v'emunah kolul gam inyan ha'betochen ha'betochen hu ha'kium ha'maisa shal mitzvahs ha'emunah b'kol shitre ha'chaim. Emunah and betochen are two different things, but they're actually the same. They're just different aspects of the same manifestation. Betochen is the kium of Emunah. Emunah is, I know there's Hashem, I understand there's Hashem, I have a deep Emunah that Hashem is Ein Ol Mivodeh. Now how do I live my life? The betochen is the sense of menucha and tranquility that I have because I have Emunah. Kifu shebanu yishnu the betochen b'medregas rabbis. B'dor shelanu, anu skukim l'ramah gavur b'yoyseh, l'betochen mukhlat b'Hashem Yisparach. We need the highest level of betochen. Total reliance on Hashem. Mibli la'shir shir koshu l'lo betochen. You can't leave anything unguarded without betochen. Of course, the areas you're not allowed to have betochen, you can't have betochen. The things that it's also to have betochen in. You can't lie in bed and have betochen that Hashem will put on tefillin for you. That you actually have to do something about. There's areas where you can't have betochen. Chavis HaLevavos goes through the whole list. It sounds posh, but it seems we need to learn it as well. Habechina guva b'betochen hu kishitosa shol Rashi kemuzbal il u'mashmoisa lismoicha l'korosh baruch hu be'enayim atzumais v'lo lishol u'lechok ha'oides ha'osit klal. We mentioned this many times. Rashi's betochen. Not to go after what's going to be tomorrow, not to think about what's tomorrow, but to be completely reliant on Hashem in every area, total, he's butless. Shemivyes ha'adam l'dveikas b'Hashem, and that brings you to dveikas in Hashem, k'vishram ha'rashi sham, v'az tiye imo l'chelkoi. When you on choykarach al sidos, and you makabal kolabo alecha v'simcha, v'ava, then, says Rashi, then you'll be with Hashem, you'll be his portion. That's called dveikas. Rashi HaKadosh Chorog Beferush Ze Meharogoloi. This Pirush of Rashi's is not the normal standard Rashi. The Farish is Pshute Shal Mikra Bilvad. Rashi's job is to explain the Pshute Shal Mikra Bilvad. Rashi's not explaining Pshute Shal Mikra. Tomin Tiem Hashem Elokecha? That's Pshute Shal Mikra? Al Techer El Asidois V'Kolavo Alechem V'Kabul Ba'av. That's number one. The Yosef Mekan Kiviyochel Utoiva Mitanu Madregas Gavua Hamatima Labaila Hasogos Velola Nashoim Karkenu. In this pasuk, he's demanding from us a very, very high level. That's for very unique people, not for everybody, not for the Amoin Am. Rashi has to explain Pshat for everybody, not Midas Chasidus and High Dagas. So what's Rashi telling us here? Rashi is giving you a very practical piece of advice. to every Jew who's in Golos. I assume everybody is still in Golos. Carry on. Sheharei yavu yomim shelo yeh lanu novi lishoylo to maya yeh beosid. We're going to get to a time where there's not going to be a... Rashi was already living in that time. Where there was no Novi, and you can ask him, Vosgeit Zayin, what's going to be? What's going to be? You're going to ask questions and you're going to get answers. You're going to get very scared. People get very scared when they don't know what's going to be. Walking each step you're taking into a new unknown. There's Hester upon him. No one knows. You're walking on a dark, stormy night and you can't see where you're going. Klal Yisrael is going to go through horrific, chas v'chalila, heartbreaking tragedies. Rabim einu mevinim ma zois oisa Hashem lanu. We don't understand what's Hashem doing to us. Al kach bo Rashi umavayas Hashem aleinu ledat b'sha kashe ze. Rashi comes along and tells you this is what you need to know in these difficult times. Rashi bepushe manik lanu eitzes chayim. Here comes an eitzah. And you give your kid a bit of a piece of advice for life. There comes Rashi's eitzah. Einchem tzrichim ledat. You don't need to know. Lo mutal aleichem lishol shelot. And you don't have to ask questions. Of course you have to ask questions. But not about questions that we can't get answers to. Aleichem lahamin betimimis v'Hashem yisbarach v'sulo. You have to have imuna and believe in Hashem betimimis. And that's it. We can't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. Rabbi Akiva couldn't understand. Akiva did understand a bit, but Moshe Rabbeinu for sure couldn't understand. The Malachim couldn't understand. The Nevi'im have been worried about this for years and years and years. Not a new problem.
Blind faith, Rosh Hashiva. You're telling me about
Chas v'chalila, Imuna never meant faith. The word Imuna never translated as faith. Blind faith is not a Jewish concept. We have to function out of knowledge. But what we can't understand, we can't understand. What you can understand, you have a chiyuv to understand. And if you don't, you chayev. But what you can't understand, you can't understand. If Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't understand, and if you ask once more, I'm going to turn the world back to Tov Vabohu. So I'm going to understand. So I don't have that problem, and I don't bother about it. Moshe Rabbeinu carried on living, and he had kashas. I pointed it out to my Gemara Shia the other day. There are a whole bunch of Rash Toisvasim that come after a Toisvus, where Toisvus stays with a kasha. Toisvus says a kasha and he stays with the Tzarich Yun. You know what comes after that Toisvus? Another Toisvus. That means Toisvus was able to carry on learning even after he had a kasha that he couldn't answer. That's what I'm talking about. We have kashas we can't answer. Let's say I'm stuck. No, there are things we can't understand. It's too big for us. You want to understand, you have to go back with Hashem to my Sabreshis, sit with Hashem, understand all the secrets of the Bria, understand everything Hashem understands and knows, then you'll understand everything. He says, we can't answer the question, can't understand it. He gives some tirutzim to just calm the heart. We have certain kashas that we can't understand and we try and give tirutzim for them. But at the end of the day, we can't understand and we know why we can't understand. Because Hashem's infinite and we finite. And you can't understand the infinite when you finite. That's poshut. That means we have blind faith. Chas v'chalila. Chas v'chalila. V'yedata hayoyim v'ashavo yisrael levavecho. You have to know it and return it to your heart. Blind faith. How do you translate the word imuna? I'm not going into this now.
I withdraw the question.
How would you? No, it's important to know this. People think that the word imuna means faith. It doesn't.
It's trust.
Amen.
Imuna is not trust, because betochen is trust. So what's imuna?
Well, it ain't blind faith.
Imuna means being faithful. Being faithful to what you know. Torah starts with knowledge. It doesn't start with blind faith. There's no leap of faith. I believe. So I believe one thing, you believe another thing. So what makes your belief right and one wrong? I don't understand. I believe it's good to kill Jews. I believe it's not good to kill Jews. I believe it. It's just we're walking around in a world where you just believe whatever you want and that's right. I believe there's no God, therefore there's no God. No, you're just wrong. I believe in God, therefore there's a God. No, there happens to be a God. I just believe. That can't be what the word means. The word imuna applies very often to Hashem. We use the word imuna by Hashem in few places. Rabbi imuna secho. We talk about Hashem. Hashem has imuna in what? It means he's faithful. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands in Milchomas Amalek. Vahayadayim emuna. Well, these were believing hands. That's being faithful to what you know when you don't know it now. The Rambam uses a mashal. The Rambam asks a mashal for this. He says, you're walking in a dark, stormy night. Rainy, dark, stormy night. You can't see where you're going. Suddenly there's a flash of lightning. In that flash of lightning, you now know where you're going. You see the path ahead of you, and you can now see where you're going. But as it flashes, it's gone. You're back in darkness. And now you're walking through the long, dark nights again, based on what? On the memory of where the path is. That's imuna. Imuna is that dark, difficult phase, but it comes after the flash of knowledge of inspiration. There's that flash of lightning. And based on that flash of lightning, you now walk it. Being faithful to having imuna in what you knew, what you know, when you don't know it anymore. That's imuna. Being faithful, not faith, not belief. There is a certain leap of faith we make, but that comes much later, that comes after the avoider to know. Believe. Believe? Based on what? Answer your question. Serve you right. No, it's a big misconception. You ask well-learned people this question. They don't have a definition for the word imuna. If you want, Rabbi Tetz has a shir that he's giving the shir a lot lately, I see. But he gave it here in the yeshiva as well once. On this question, on the mitzvah of imuna. If you can know it, why is it called imuna? And if you can't know it, why should I believe in it? The inbuilt stir in the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. If I believe in Hashem, so what do I need the Anoichi for? If I don't, so then who's talking? If I believe in Hashem, so what do I need to believe in Hashem for? And if I don't believe in Him, so then who's telling me I have to believe in Him? It's an inbuilt stir. It's more complex than that as well, but it's a good shir to listen to. Very important shir to listen to. Get this sugi a little bit clear. Tzadik be'emunoscha yichmi, doesn't he live by his faith? What faith? No, he lives by his loyalty, by his faithfulness to what he knows.
So why is that a big deal? He knows it. What's the big avoider there?
Who, what, wait?
He knows it. Being faithful to what you know. You know it. So how hard is that, being faithful to what you know? You saw the flash of lightning. You saw the road ahead. So it's dark, but you know it's there. It doesn't seem like that big a deal.
Okay. So let me make it very real for you. Very real. We've done it here 1,000 times. Tonight at 3 o'clock in the morning, you get a tap on your shoulder while you're sleeping, and it's Hashem. Okay? And you know it's Hashem. Forget about how you know, you're sure, you've got doubts, you have no doubts. 100% guarantee it's Hashem. And he says to you, tomorrow, I want you to get in your car and drive down to Masada. Yeah? Climb up to the top of Masada, go to the edge, he tells you where to go. There's a 3,000 foot precipice, then I want you to jump off. But don't worry, I'll catch you. Now you know this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kvoida Ba'atzmoim Ponim Alponim Ba'aspeklaria Me'ira. This is Hashem telling you to go to Masada tomorrow and jump off the mountain, and He'll catch you, right? You have any doubts about going to Masada tomorrow? Of course not. You get into your car. This is Hashem Kvoida Ba'atzmoim.
It's not a dream, really.
No. This is when Hashem's talking to you now. You know this is Hashem. Okay? This is a story, so we can do what we want.
Okay.
You know for sure this is a like Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. He was talking to Hashem. He didn't think he was having some magic mushroom moment. No, he was talking to Hashem.
Okay.
Fine. So tomorrow when you have any doubts, You get in the car, you drive down to Masada, and you climb up to the top of Masada, you take the cable car, whatever you want, okay? And you go up there and you stand on the edge of the cliff, right? And as the sun starts coming up, when he told you to jump, do you jump?
Okay, I hear.
That's where you need Imuna. Because now, hello, remember me? Bebchik from, you know, from the Rabbi Chemish, remember you?
Can I get a reminder?
Hello, could you just give me a, just what was it exactly you wanted me to do? Now you start having doubts. That's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had any doubts when they stood at Hasinai, when they stood at Yam Suf, okay, that Hashem was running the world and Hashem was in control of the world. That any doubt? Nothing. That complete clarity, total clarity. Shifchal Yam Suf, Cheskel HaNovi didn't understand as well as what they saw. The minute they stepped through Yam Suf, they came out into the desert, they started having doubts. What are we going to drink? What are we going to eat? Kvetching. Nisayon after Nisayon after Nisayon. Where did they land up afterwards? Hasinai. When Hashem came and said, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, they had any doubts? Nothing. There's moments where there's MS, there's truth where you see it, and there's moments where you need Imunah. It's a female dimension. A woman don't have a problem grasping this. That was jumping into the Yam. That was committing suicide in Achinami. But I'm saying when they stood on the Yam, so if they had any doubt that Hashem, who are Elohim? Zeh Keili, they pointed a finger. Yeah, I'm saying they pointed a finger. Zeh Keili Vanveyu, they pierced the veils of nature. Totally pierced the veils of nature. They were completely understood it's all Hashem. And yet the next day, they're busy gathering the gold and whatever. And Moshe says, no, we have to go. And they're still busy picking up the gold because what'll be? That's human nature. So Emunah, by the way, is Loshen Ein. To the best of my knowledge, every language, the name for mother has a in it. That's from Emunah. That's the female dimension. The female dimension isn't Das. The male dimension is Das. The female dimension is always this Imuna. So B'schus HaNoshim, Yoytzim Mitzrayim, the Imuna, the faithfulness, the loyalty. Men are not naturally loyal creatures. Women get this very quickly. Men take a while to get hold of this one. Don't have to understand anything. If you think you can understand everything, you must be very, very small. You must think that the world's very, very small, that you think you can understand everything. Just learn a bit of Gemara properly for a week or two and you understand. I can't understand one page of Gemara. Even if I would spend the next 50 years on one Amud of Gemara, I would never understand it properly. So how much can I understand of Hashem's mind? So knowing and understanding everything isn't a requirement. You have to do the best you can. You have to understand what you have to understand about it. Lo alecham alocham ligmo, but you're not potter from starting, for sure. But if you think you can understand everything, then you understand nothing. It's when you understand that you can't understand everything because you recognize how big everything is.
Sometimes you can think that you have no foot to keep yourself off a kadosh baruch hu.
And therefore?
Kriyat Hamsuf, they were thinking they have no schutz. That means why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make something for them and not
there was
for
the Meraglim, there was the Chet of the Meraglim, which we still suffer from today. Yeah. The Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim are the Shoresh of all the Yisurim that we have in the world today. Yeah. In Achinam, they didn't think that they were worthy. But we have a Psak Halacha from the Poisek Achroin, the Chofetz Chaim, that Vabotach Vashem Chesed Yisuzvainu Afilu Rosh Hagomo. It means even if you're a Rosh HaGomo, which nobody is here, but even if you are Rosh HaGomo, you can still know that Hashem will take care of him and everything will be fine. You want to prove Menashe. Go dredge out the last, whenever I've said it, go look at the story of Menashe. Rosh HaGomo, there never was a Rosh HaGomo quite as bad as Menashe. Even after he did tshuva, there's all machlekes, whether he has a chelok in Olam HaBa or not, whatever, etc., etc. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're out. You're out. And we paskin that, by the way, lahalocha. Chofetz Chaim paskins that's how we paskin. It's machlokes, we paskin like that. How does that work? Interesting question. If we're holding that the shita is a chayvus levavos, okay, is the level of betochen we have for tzadik v'toyv lo, that you just get whatever you want, the then it doesn't work there, because the chayvus levavos doesn't have this yisod of that's a machloikas. So he doesn't have that klal in a chinami. Pashtus doesn't have it. It's not so posh. The Vilna Goyen says that Rabotei Pashem Kizrus and the village is Rosh Shikomo. That's probably working in Rashi Shita. So that's in Tzadik V'Ralo. It's not Ralo. If you have Betochen in Hashem, Afilu Rosh Shikomo, Hashem will take care of you and give you what you need. You can have Betochen in Hashem. You know, the problem is the Chavis of us doesn't hold the Vabotei Pashem Chizdi of Sena Filu Rosh Agomo. You have to come to the party as well. I'm not that tzaddik, but he says you can't have a talk that Hashem will take care of you and you trampling all over Hashem's mitzvah. But it's not so poshut, because whatever. It's a story. The big machleik is whether the Chavis of us holds this Yosod or not. The punch is the Chavetz Chaim brings it out as a machleik is the Chavis of us in the Vilna Goyen, and he passes like the Vilna Goyen. What can I do? So therefore you can't use the excuse anymore, I'm not on a level, I'm not on a little bedarga, all these echbinish. In Yiddish we say, I'm not a tzaddik, I'm not a this, I'm not a that. You can't use that excuse, I'm sorry. It's been taken away from you. We use that excuse all the time. All the time. We make compromises in our spiritual life with I'm not a. We are scared of the unknown, yes. That's for sure.
And a lot of these excuses, you know, when you're told go to Messiah, jump up, you're like, you know, Hashem told you, but like.
That's where you need imunah, in Achid, exactly. That's why it's imunah, not knowledge. Because I'm scared of the unknown, of course.
Why does it need to be that mechanism?
Why? Because that's how Hashem made it. Because the divine wisdom decreed such. That's why. You never went to Woodstock, eh?
What's Woodstock?
Who's Trump? Yeah. So Billy Preston in Woodstock, I'm giving away my age now, sang a song called That's the Way God Made It, because that's the way God wants it to be. That's a pretty good.
Thousands of people.
Whenever my kids ask me why I sing that song, I'm not going to sing it now. That's the way God made it. You know why? Because that's the way God wanted it. The Derech Hashem says it all the time. Kach goz chochma el yoina. And they translate it as the divine wisdom decreed such. That's why.
Well, what's the mechanism of being scared?
Right. So now you're getting into being scared. If you have betochen, then you're not scared. The definition of betochen is menuchas and nefesh, the yeshiva tzadik. Why Hashem put a thing in the world to get scared? Why did Hashem put a world in many things? Why did Hashem put in all the midas, you could ask? I have no idea. The honest answer is I don't know. I don't know. Good question. Go search it. It's one of the Memches Dvorim. Go learn it up and see what exactly the mechanism is. Fear. Fear gets you to function very well. Maybe like a bit of fear to get you out of bed in the morning. Guy's tossing and turning and he just can't get out of bed and he's going to miss davening or whatever, and someone screams fire and he puts his hand next to his bed. You should always do this. When they scream fire, so you don't get out of bed unnecessarily, just check if the floor's warm. If it's not warm, go back to sleep. They taught me that in the army, where they master the art of laziness. You don't get out of bed unless it's really hot. But you put your hand on next to the floor and it's really hot, you get up very quickly. Why? Because you're scared. Yeah.
You're scared you're going
to
miss your flight.
Nothing like fear to get you going, okay? There's nothing like fear that brings a person back to reality. You're flying on an aeroplane and you're sitting there doing whatever you're doing on an aeroplane, whatever, not exactly the most productive moments of your life, and suddenly the plane hits an air pocket you know, and the plane's now 25,000 feet and your stomach's still at 35,000 feet. You know those moments, like you hit it, boom, one of these things. And suddenly all the nourish cut in your head goes out the window. The movie on the screen doesn't interest you anymore. And you're saying to heal him, yeah? Why? Because fear is an enormously good motivator. That's what one of the men press Kinyane Atoira. Without fear, you can't get anywhere. But what's the mechanism, how it works? I don't understand any of this. So the psychologists have got answers to all these questions. That's what we're learning here. We don't understand everything. But let's just finish off with this. The Maisa Kvaba Posuk Arishan Malamedes Etana Torah Sheketani Manu Michdei La'avin Cheshbonu Shabbat. In the very first Posuk of the Torah teaches us that we can't understand Cheshbonu Shamayim. Where did it teach us in the first part? Good. Atoyne Potechas. Breishis Bore Elokim Es HaShemayim Ves Haaretz. Breishis Bore Elokim Es HaShemayim Ves Haaretz. I'm not translating it because I don't know how. La'acha Mikain Mit'ares Atoyne Es Bria Es Haaretz. Afterwards, the Torah goes to great length to discuss the Bria of the Haaretz. It was Breishis Bore Elokim Es HaShemayim Ves Haaretz. And all it discusses is Bria Es Haaretz. V'ilu Al Maisa Hanogeya L'Bria Es HaShemayim Lo Nichtav B'Toyre. The Brias HaShemayim, the Torah doesn't discuss in detail. L'damdecha ki cheshboin HaShemayim einu inyonen shel bosav adom. HaShemayim, Shemayim l'Hashem, v'oretz nesan l'vnei adom. Aretz we have a full control over. Shemayim? Zeh lo b'shvilcha, it's none of your business. If you're just trying to work out the cheshbon of one Jew, just work out the cheshbon of one Jew for one Rosh Hashanah, you'll realize you don't have a computer big enough to deal with it. You don't. You can't. If you ever thought for 5 minutes meditating just on what Waze must be doing, it boggles the mind. That degree of supervision, that degree of computing power that must be necessary to keep 40 million or however many people are signed up to Waze, okay, moving and tracking their flight and where you're going and there's traffic and rerouting and whatever, and it never thinks I'm you and sends me to where. It boggles the mind. Boggles the mind. That's why it's called GPS, God's personal supervision. To remind you. And that's nothing. That's garnish me garnished. It's a tip of the iceberg of what Hashem's doing every moment, just with one Jew. Imagine the cheshbon for each Jew on Rosh Hashanah for a year. Never mind 8 billion people for 6,000 years, and not just people. Every cockroach, every ant, every star, every galaxy, and there's trillions of them. Trying to look at the computer, it's too. Well, I don't understand. That's good news. If you could understand, Hashem would be as big as you. That would be tragic. I'm telling you, we don't understand one daf tomorrow.
Rosh Yeshiva and everyone else is fifth parent. There's a 15-year-old boy in my neighborhood. Yesterday, his heart just stopped and he collapsed, and they resuscitated him, and he's on a ventilator. His name